Thank you, Chair. Just very quickly, in the time that we have left for interpretation until 4:30, I'll take us through this item, item 4. It's one that we have had on our agenda for some years. I don't see the representative from Austria this time in the room, but they could be online. I'm not, just not having a, not seeing this immediately. But this was an item, as you may recall, that in fact it came from Turkey, and it's great to have our Turkish colleagues in the room here. And it was a concerning a question about quantitative restrictions imposed on international road transport of goods. So I'm just really referring to our agenda where we do do mention some of the history on this here. So back a few sessions ago, three sessions ago, the European Commission advised that the transit charges which Turkish hauliers pay in Bulgaria, Greece and Romania were compatible with the European Union, Turkey Customs Union, and the representative of Austria referred to a decision of the European Court of Justice C-629/16, which declared the system of bilateral quotas to be in line with the European Union, Turkey Customs Union. So Austria, at, in the last session, Austria also provided information on another case and suggested that the dispute settlement system was the best avenue for resolving such disputes. So as this was a particular request of Turkey in the past to have it on the SC1 agenda, the Secretariat's question is there a desire to have a further discussion on this item? Because at the last session, we decided we would retain the item on our agenda if there was an interest in revisiting it. And the Secretariat's question is there an interest in revisiting it at this session? And if not, then perhaps SC1 may wish to actually consider taking this item off its agenda, having discussed this already thoroughly in the past, and may wish to move on to discuss other topics.